too far off. This week, data-wise, I think we have a jobs report this week, and there's a lot going on. A lot going on in our world. We, of course, rely on Jill Schlesinger from CBS News. Jill on Money. You go to jillonmoney.com to read her blog. This week, she's got advice for a couple of different groups of people related to where we are in our world right now. Good morning, Jill. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, sir?
I didn't sleep at all last night, but I'm okay.
Oh, no. Were you up watching the Oscars and you were upset that Dune 2 didn't win?
100% no. You know what's funny? I watched, the only movie I really watched was that one with Jesse Eisenberg and Kieran Culkin.
I loved that movie.
I did not.
You did not?
I did not. I thought
Can
he
I
was.
Can I ask you a question? Maybe I don't know this about you. Are you of the Jewish
faith?
Yes,
I'm Jewish. Do you know
Jewish. A lot of Jews?
Yep, I am Jewish.
I thought it was like so. Oh my God, I loved it. I'm sorry.
I feel like the character that he played was a lot like how he actually is in life. And I think that it wasn't a lot of acting, to be honest. But
who, Jesse or Kieran Culkin? Kieran,
both of them, actually, because I think that Eisenberg is like that, too. If you watch The Social Network, he was like the perfect Mark Zuckerberg. Anyway, But I didn't see Anora, so I don't know how good it was or wasn't. But no, I just
as my grandfather would say, has anyone here seen this movie? And everyone says no. He goes, well, then let me speak freely. All right, enough with our movie reviews. We got a lot going on. Oh my gosh,
the Medicaid stuff is. Can we start there? Because there's a lot of concern here in Connecticut. The big concern in Connecticut is we're pretty flush in the coffers, and they want to switch. They want to change around some of the rules of engagement for budgeting to allow more spending. And a lot of people in the government are like, and the Republicans too are like, maybe we shouldn't because maybe Medicaid money is going to shrivel up, and we might need to use some of our rainy day fund.
Yeah, I think that's probably wise. It's kind of like if you and I were planning for our own futures and we were in an industry like, media that was consolidating, we might be a little bit more conservative in our estimates of like how long we'll actually last in it. And I think the same goes for states who are looking at the Medicaid program. Now, look, it's very confusing. A lot of people can like look at Medicare, Medicaid, and okay, both came out of the Social Security Act 1965, but Medicaid is the plan that covers people who are not able to pay for their own health care. So it's limited income or resources that are folks, no matter how old you are, that you can get Medicaid. It's actually a very interesting structure in that the federal government matches state spending based on this formula that goes back to that Social Security Act. And the really, I think the critical part is that if you are receiving Medicaid and changes to the program occur, it's not like there are great resources for you unless the state comes back in around and says, oh, no, we're going to cover some of that. And I think that's what would happen in a state like Connecticut. In a state like New York, I'm not sure that, say, it would even be possible just given the finances of the state. Just to put this in perspective also, there are a ton of people who receive Medicaid. One in five Americans are using the Medicaid program. It's actually an incredibly it's weird. The finances of the program, meaning like what is paid for Medicaid, it's run more efficiently than Medicare. And also a lot of people who are living in long-term care facilities, boy, they are receiving Medicaid. So I have an organization called Justice in Aging, which said that about 60% of residents in nursing homes rely on Medicaid.
Can you imagine
if it gets cut? Like what happens to those people?
Can they get both?
So I have a few ideas about that.
Can they get both?
You can get both. Because Medicare does not provide for nursing home care.
Does not, okay.
Does not, okay. Never has. So that's why Medicaid swoops in. You know those people who go through all of the crazy shenanigans to like impoverish themselves so that they can qualify for Medicaid? That's what they're doing. They're giving, they send their money elsewhere. They spend their money. They put things in trust. And that's how they qualify for Medicaid. That's how they do it.
You know, I'm not sure how many federal workers we have in our audience, but I thought maybe we could skip to the investor side of all this.
All right. Just remember, if you're a federal worker and the anvil's about to come down on you, just take a deep breath and run some numbers. Investors, oh my gosh, I am getting so many questions about people who think, Armageddon is coming. Jill, Armageddon is clearly coming to the economy and to the markets. Why? Are you a Mets fan? Are you a Yankees fan? Or are you a Red Sox fan?
Gosh, come on.
What are you?
I'm a Red Sox fan.
Okay, you're a Red Sox fan. So, okay. You know the famous Stevie Cohen, who owns the Mets.
Of course, yeah.
Okay, a week and a half ago, he goes, he's not a very dour guy. He's a very upbeat guy. And he's a hedge fund guy. He's been around forever. He basically said, nah, you know, things don't look so hot. So now I've basically read about 5 million articles that say, oh my God, Stevie Cohen says the world's coming to an end. Markets are going to crash. The economy's going to crash. There was a weak consumer confidence reading. That means there's a recession coming. You know what I say to that?
What?
That's the New York.
Oh, wow. Is that a word?
Salute. You know, I don't know. There's going to be a recession, but that is not where we are right now. So I want to be clear that we have a lot of evidence that the economy is slowing down, no doubt. But there's no sign of a recession right now. Doesn't mean one can't happen. I just think it is bonkers to try to predict when you think that recession is coming and when you think the market will roll over. I mean, after all, we've been talking about the stock market has had a pretty good run for the last 2 years. So if we took a breather this year, it wouldn't be very surprising. By the way, the S&P is still up on the year. But that being said, let's not try to figure out when markets are going to go up or down, when the recession's coming, not coming. Why don't you concentrate on your own numbers? Look at your own spending, look at your own cash position, and see if it's adequate. You don't need to go 100% into cash in your investments. You do need to have 6 to 12 months of your living expenses.
Forget about it. I'm in trouble.
You're in big trouble. See Anora. I can't believe you didn't like that movie.
It's not that I didn't.
You?
It was just, it was a little slow, and I thought, you know, I don't know. There was something, he annoyed me. As an alpha,
well,
maybe he's an alpha,
what?
And
that's,
other
that's
alphas
different.
Annoy me.
Everyone knows someone like that in our lives. Which one? They both annoyed you?
No. Eisenberg, you know, he's annoying, but there's something endearing about his neurosis.
Yeah.
But Kel Culkin a little bit. But, you know, and because you can't be that, lack the self-awareness of your impact on people. I think it was all kind of a show. But anyway.
Well, there's our review.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Wall Street movie, by the way?
My favorite? Well, I don't know. That's a tough question. I mean, I read The Big Short, and I know someone who was in it. Charlie Ledley was one of the guys out west with, you know, that were part of that 30 million part of it. So I really like that one. What do you got?
Oh, the quintessential best movie about Wall Street, because it's my Wall Street life, is Trading Places.
Oh, my gosh. That's classic. I mean, obviously, you know, orange juice futures are everything.
Yeah, well, you know, that was filmed on the Commodities Exchange in New York, and that's where I lived my first 3.5 years of my work life. I was a trader down there.
Wow, that must have been rough. Were there not a lot of women in the pits?
There were 8 women and 800 men.
Yeah, I can. I was in the NYMEX at the back end of it when it was starting to really fade, and just not a lot of women there neither.
Glory days, baby. Yeah, glory days.
Hey, listen, just really quickly, jobs on Friday.
Yeah, there's not going to be. So the interesting thing about the jobs report on Friday is that there will not be any incorporation of all these layoffs from the federal government in this report. It's just because of the timing.
Oh, so it's kind of a throwaway kind of?
Kind of 125,000 to 150,000 jobs. Just think 100,000 to 150,000 jobs, 4% unemployment, wage growth 4%. But it's going to be this throwaway report, as you said, because we will not have any of the data that we're all seeking to understand, which is what is the impact of these federal layoffs and what is the impact of someone retiring early? Because they're not going to claim unemployment benefits.
Right.
They're going to keep getting paid till September. So the 75,000 that took the early retirement are not going to come into these numbers.
Got it. Jill, have a great week. Thank you.
You too.